The top stories today. Police in the US city of Pittsburgh have named the 11 victims of the weekend's mass shooting at a synagogue. The ages of those killed range from 54 to 97 and include a married couple and two brothers. The 20-minute attack at the Tree of Life congregation left six others wounded, including four police officers. The suspect, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, faces 29 charges. Leicester City Football Club has confirmed its owner, Uisce Srivaddipadra, was on board that helicopter that crashed near King Power Stadium. Players and fans across the English Premier League have paid tribute to the five victims at Leicester City's home ground. Far-right Brazilian Congressman Jair Bolsonaro has won the presidency of Latin America's largest nation. With 96% of the votes counted in the second round, Mr. Bolsonaro is on 55.5% of the vote against the leftist Fernando Haddad of the Workers' Party. Mr. Bolsonaro's sudden rise was propelled by the rejection of the leftist Workers' Party, ousted 2 years ago in the midst of the country's worst recession and corruption scandal. And Cricket Australia's cultural review into the South African ball tampering scandal will be made public today. The report looks at the culture on and off the field in the wake of the scandal, which resulted in suspensions for David Warner, Steve Smith and Cameron Bancroft. The review is believed to include more than 40 recommendations.